never got going, couldn't keep the ball well enough.
All right, let's get reaction from Phil Mill, Mansfield winners today by 2-0 over Swindon Town. Let's hear from the manager, Peter Shurtliff, who's with David Jackson.
Well, Peter, congratulations. A big win tonight against a team second in the table and thoroughly deserved.
Yeah, I think so. I thought, you know, particularly first half, we created some good chances and scored the 2 goals. Good finishes, both of them. And it's nice to get a goal in open play, like we've been talking about. So I was pleased with the players, but I was also pleased with the team effort in terms of defending. I thought it was a good team discipline performance in terms of our defending, because at the end of the day, you've got to do that against a team that's up there in the top, obviously playing well.
Given what happened on Saturday with that late goal, how important was it to get an early one this time?
Well, it's always nice to get the early goal, particularly at home. I just think it settled us down a little bit, and then we started to play some decent football. I thought we started the game very well. It was there, you know. It was a horrible night to play. It was difficult with the wind, difficult judgment. The pitch was cutting up. So credit to the players for playing as well as they did.
Good to see Simon Brown getting back on the score sheet as well. He missed a couple of chances again before that, yeah. But then got himself on the score sheet as well.
Yeah, it was a good finish. He composed himself, and I was pleased with that. Thought he just snatched at one or two chances they had earlier, and they were good chances. You know, they were clean on goal. One of them on the keeper, and another one a head back across or something, and he should have maybe hit the target. But yeah. He's done well, Simon. He's a problem because of his pace, and he hassles defenders, and he latches on to things, and he's always likely to get a goal.
So what about John Delia? Because he had to go off, didn't he, in injury. Is he okay?
Yeah, I think there's a few bumps and bruises. Humshaw's got a bit of a calf. Barker's got a bit of a dead leg. Delia's just turned his ankle there, and you know, there's one or two with a bit few ice bags on. But we'll have a look at the situation tomorrow and Thursday, and I'm sure. They'll be wanting to play against Bury on Saturday.
I'm sure they will after this win. That's what a win can do, isn't it? That's what you'll be hoping it can do, is to kind of create a little bit of a run for you.
Yeah, I think it's been coming. I mean, we were disappointed with November. We never got a point in November, which was disappointing after what a good October we had. So, you know, let's put it right.
I wonder how important this win has been for that, really, because you say it's been coming, but then you finally got it, and against a team at the top end of the table as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we deserve to lose at Bristol Rovers. There's one or two games where we've not really deserved to lose, but in fact, Rochdale apart. And, you know, it's just a case of realising what's required, and I think the commitment that they've shown these last couple of games just shows, I think, you know, hopefully we can move on from here.
Okay, let's just finally have a quick word for Carl Muggleton, because you said on Saturday you felt he was perhaps to blame for that goal, but he made a couple of important saves for you today.
Yeah, he did well. You know, you've got to make saves, goalkeepers, and he's done well. He got a bad knock there on with the centre forward, who I thought was lucky to stay on the pitch. It'd be interesting if that was a Mansfield Town player away from home, whether the Mansfield Town player would be on the pitch. That's another story. But Carl seems to have. He's a big tough boy, and he's come through it, so hopefully.
Okay, well, congratulations on the win tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Peter Shurtliff, the manager of Mansfield Town, with David Jackson at Phil Mill. Fabulous win then for the Stags over Swindon Town at the Mill. Just time to leave you with the closing headlines, and we'll start with that one at Phil Mill. Richie Barker and Simon Brown on the score sheet as Mansfield record a decent 2-0 win.
Champshaw takes this free kick now for Simon Brown, right edge of the penalty area. Ball's in, there's Barker with a chance, and Mansfield Town have the lead, and we've played just over 2 minutes, and Mansfield Town take the lead 1-0 over the team second in League 2. There's a ball forward again to Barker over the top. Boldy might get there, Brown certainly will. Round's the goalkeeper, it must be 2-0. Brown scores, and Simon Brown makes amends for missing a couple of earlier chances, and the Stags are now 2-0 up over Swindon with 7 minutes to go to half time.
No such joy for Notts County, though. The Magpies beaten